Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start by standing. So just take a few moments to stand comfortably with your feet about hip width apart. Make it a fairly generous hip width apart. And allow your arms to be relaxed beside you. Check that your shoulders are relaxed. And check that your eyes are soft. Relax through your jaw. And feel the contact that your feet have with the floor. Just allow your knees to be very, very slightly bent. Just relax so they're not pushed back, but soft. And then feel your breath. When you breathe in, can you float your arms up wide to the side, like big angel wings, just up over your head. Keep a bit of a bend in your elbows so your shoulders are fairly relaxed still. And then as you breathe out, have the palms facing downwards. And bring the hands down through the front of your body, through the midline, down the front, a bit like you were deflating a big ball. So you breathe in, float the arms up wide to the sides, and then breathe out like you were deflating a big ball, pressing the hands slowly and softly down in front of you. Have a fairly deep but comfortable in-breath, and make the out-breath as long and slow as you can. And breathe all the way out. Keep doing that with the arms, just making sure you're keeping it comfortable for the shoulders, so not pushing into any pain there. It's fine to make the movement smaller if necessary. But as you breathe out and the hands float down and as if deflating that big ball, do a little bend of the knees there. Allow the knees to bend just enough to feel a nice strengthening in the legs. Not enough to hurt the knees. Just keep the movement smooth and comfortable and flowing. Moving with your breath. Breathing in, arms up, and breathing out, arms down as you gently bend the knees. When you do bend the knees, it might help to gently squeeze your lower tummy in a little there, just engaging those deeper core muscles to support you. Wonderful. And then next time you've got the arms down, just let that go. Let the arms be relaxed again beside you and the legs comfortably straight. Feel your breath. Give the hands a bit of a shake out. Do it lightly. If that's okay, you can make it a bit more vigorous, a bit like you were shaking water off the hands. You do this in such a way that the shoulders feel relaxed. So you're not tightening in the shoulders, but they're relaxing. The wrists are relaxed. The elbows are relaxed. This simple exercise is good for your lymphatic system and your circulation. These are two very important systems to keep moving and flowing. They carry nutrients and waste, and also your immune cells. You can think of these systems like rivers in your body. You want to keep them flowing. You don't want stagnant water. You want flowing, healthy water. Okay, now leave that shaking and just pause for a moment and Be aware of your body. Feel any sensations. Sometimes after that you might feel a tingling as the blood's flowing more freely into the muscles and organs. Now when you breathe in, can you float your arms up out to the front this time? So the arms are still straightish. You can have the elbows slightly bent because that's always healthier for the shoulders. But float the arms up out in front of you at about shoulder height. So the arms are roughly parallel to the floor. Now when you breathe out, just drop the arms down. So they kind of just drop and swing down. And keep doing that. Breathe in, float the arms up about shoulder height. And breathe out, drop them down so they swing down. If that hurts your shoulders, go a bit slower. Make it a bit more controlled so that you're keeping those shoulder joints safe. But if it's feeling fine, see if you can just swing the arms down. Feel that effect of gravity. If you find naturally when you swing the arms up, they go a bit higher than your shoulders, that's okay, but just not too high, because you want to keep it quite easy for the shoulder joints. This is actually a Qigong exercise. Again, very, very good for your lymphatic system, especially good for the lymph nodes around the armpits, under the armpits there. And it's said to affect all of the organs in your body because it pushes blood into the hands, and there's a map of your body in the hands. So it affects your organs and meridians on a beneficial level. Now, every 5 swings or so, when the arms swing down, can you do a little bend of the knees? And keep going if you can a bit longer. If you need to rest, stop and rest. But if you're fine, keep swinging. Keep it light. Just every 5 swings, doing a bend of the knees. Let that one go, so just relax again. Legs straightish, arms resting beside you. Just softening your eyes and feeling your body from the inside and breathing comfortably as you feel your body. And then bring your feet wider apart now. So the feet are about shoulder width apart. Have a slight, very, very slight bend in the knees and feel your feet against the floor. And just keep your feet and legs and hips fairly steady. The hips are going to move a bit, but think more of moving from the shoulders. And start to turn your shoulders side to side. And allow this movement to swing the arms. So as the shoulders turn to the left, the arms swing to the left. As the shoulders turn to the right, the arms swing lightly to the right. And as long as it's okay for your neck, let your head follow the shoulders. So the head follows the shoulder that's moving backwards. And find a way to breathe comfortably here. You can think of keeping the movement light, the shoulders relaxed, the arms swinging loosely. Now when you're in the center, just relax the arms back down. Keep the feet fairly wide apart and have your arms beside you. And then be aware of your right arm. float the right arm up out to the side. Again, keep the elbow that little bit bent up over your head and then lean over to the left. Feel a stretch into the side of your body there. Maybe feel the spine bending sideways a little. And then relax that arm back down and swap over. Float the left arm up and over and lean a little to the right. And then alternate from side to side like that. You could breathe in the middle and breathe out as you lean to the side. Then next time you've got one arm up and you're leaning to the side, can you pause there? Just hold a moment on that side. And then go carefully here, but just slightly bend your knees or as much as you need to and bring the arm down all the way around towards the floor and up and around again. And do that a few more times with that arm. So just doing one side now. So the arm goes over, do a side stretch, and then the knees bend as the arm comes down in a big circle down and up and around again. Do a few more circles on that side. Can you decide how deep to go into the movement? You decide how much to bend the knees, how far down to go when you circle. Keep the movement smooth and flowing. It's good to keep the joints moving in a way that doesn't cause pain. Then swap over. So when you're somewhere in the middle, change sides, lean to the other side, and then take the arm down and around in a nice loose circle. When you keep your joints moving, it's said that that moves the synovial fluid around the joints. When your synovial fluid keeps moving, then the nutrients from that are absorbed more readily into the cartilage. And you can think of your joints as the rivers. You keep it moving, keep it healthy. The movements don't need to be big to be healthy. Just moving. Great, and then when you're somewhere in the middle, come back into the center, back to standing. And bring your feet back to about hip width apart. Now have your arms beside you. And then when you breathe in, you can float your arms up wide to the sides, up over your head like big angel wings. Now when you breathe out, turn the palms outwards and then float the arms back down, wide to the sides and back down beside you. So you breathe in, arms up over your head and breathe out, wide to the sides and back down. Keep doing that with the arms, but next time you breathe out and the arms go wide to the side and down, bend your knees as much as you feel to and lean forward from the waist. Again, somewhere that's fine for you as the arms go down. When you breathe in, squeeze your lower tummy in and bring the head, chest and arms back up. Breathe out wide to the sides, gently leaning forward from the waist and down. Breathing in, back up. Take care when you go down. For some people, you'll be fine to really lean forward from the waist and sort of come into that standing forward bend. But if you've got any lower back issues, don't go too far. Remember, the hard bit here is coming up. So when you do breathe in and come back up, really pull your lower tummy in and press your feet into the floor. Try and find a way to use your core muscles and your leg muscles to do the work coming back up, not your lower back muscles. You If you find that you're, when you come down, you can get your hands quite easily to the floor, you might want to bend the knees a bit more. But if you can get both hands quite comfortably on the floor there, you could pause there briefly and lift one leg out behind you. And just lift the foot off the floor and out behind. Maybe a little lift, maybe you're happy to make it bigger. And then next time you come back down, do the other leg and keep going like that. And choose the options that suit you. Next time you're leaning forward, stay there in the standing forward bend, again, somewhere that's okay for you. And hold there and breathe. Make sure your knees are bent enough that you can just hang. If it's uncomfortable to hang, you might prefer to have your hands resting on your bent knees and kind of pause there instead. If you're happy, really hang forward from the waist. And feel that stretch through the back of your body as you breathe. And then take your time to roll back up. Roll back up to standing. Now, when you're up, bring your hands out in front of you, just somewhere sort of in front of your chest or belly, wherever they kind of can be held quite relaxed. And start by having the palms of your hands facing upwards so that the side outside edges of the hands are facing each other. Keep the fingers relaxed, the wrists relaxed, and lightly tap the outside edges of your hands against each other. Sort of a tapping, banging, light and comfortable. You want to be able to feel it. You want a bit of pressure there, but feeling pleasant. Just keep tapping there, the outside edges of the hands, palms upwards. And consciously breathe at the same time. Then relax, pause. Now turn the palms of your hands downwards, facing the floor, still just up in front of you, elbows relaxed, wrists relaxed, and curl your fingers into loose fists. Now you've got the inside edges of the hands facing each other. You've got two curved fists there, and now pummel these curved fists against each other, the inside edges of the hands just lightly tapping and banging against each other, stimulating the lymphatic system and meridians, just lightly banging, banging, breathing at the same time. And then let that go. Relax the arms down and give the hands a gentle shake out. And then bring the hands up in front of you again. This time have the heels of the hands touching each other. So they're just at the base of the hands, just above the wrists. So the palms of the hands face each other. And the heels of the hands are lightly touching. Have your fingers kind of rounded a bit like you had a flower, like a lotus flower in front of you. Now lightly tap that sort of heels of the hands, that very base of the hands there, just above the wrists, bit of the wrist, bit of the hands, just lightly banging as you consciously breathe. Even better if you can slow your breathing down. The way that you breathe very profoundly affects your nervous system And then this effect on the nervous system has a big effect on your hormonal system and therefore the whole of your body. And breathing, lightly banging. Great, and then let that go and give the hands a quick shake out. And bring the hands up in front of you again. This time be aware of that webbing between your thumb and the index finger on both hands. Can you bang the webbing of one hand against the webbing of the other hand? So that webbing between the thumb and the index finger. You're just banging those bits of webbing towards each other. This stimulates a pressure point there, the L4, good for your digestion, just banging, banging, breathing. Okay, relax, let it go, shake the hands out briefly. Now interlace your fingers loosely. So you've got the fingers of one hand pressing into the webbing of the other hand. Each hand, the fingers are pressing into the webbing of the other one, and lightly bang the hands together like that. So you're banging into the webbing of the fingers between the hands, with the fingers loosely interlaced there, just banging, banging. Maybe move the hands slightly so you feel like you're banging into all the webbings between each fingers. Breathing at the same time. Stimulating all the points in the hands that relate to your whole body. Just like your feet, you have a map in the hands of the body. Great, and then let it go. Relax the arms. Give the hands a loose shake out. And feel that relax up into the shoulders. And feel your breath, feel your body. Just let that go. Relax the arms and breathe for a moment and feel the sensations in your body. Now another really good one for the lymphatic system. Can you bring your hands up in front of you? Spread your fingers wide apart and take care with your shoulders, but stretch the arms up towards the ceiling. If you're fine with it, stretch right the way up as high as you can, but if it hurts your shoulders, just anywhere, halfway up is fine. Now breathe in and stretch the fingers wide apart as you stretch up, and then breathe out. Bring your hands down, clench your hands into fists and kind of pull the fists, bend the elbows and pull the fists towards your armpits. So your elbows probably go back behind you. So you breathe in, stretch up to the ceiling, spread the fingers wide, breathe out, bend the elbows, clench the hands into fists and pull the fists into the armpits. Breathe in, up, breathe out, clench and pull back. When you breathe out and clench the fists, you can bend the knees there as well. Straighten the legs as you stretch up. Breathe out, clench and bend the knees. Feel that tightness in your body. When it gets the lymphatic system moving. It's not so easy for your lymphatic system to move. It really requires you to be moving around. It doesn't really have a pump like some of your circulation does. The heart doesn't pump the lymphatic system. So it needs you to move for it to move well. Wonderful. Let that go. Relax the arms. Just breathe for a moment and feel your body. And soften your knees. Tuck your chin in and slowly, slowly roll down into the standing forward bend. So you lean forward from the waist. Allow your knees to bend as much as you feel to there. Just hang there. If you can, let go of the shoulders, relax the head. Feel the backs of your legs. Feel through the back and the spine. When you breathe out, let your body soften and relax. Just hang down a bit more deeply each time you breathe out. Then from here, come into the child position as easily as you can. One way you can do that is to keep bending your knees until you can bring your hands to the floor. And then walk the hands a bit forward and walk the feet back until you can put your knees down on the floor. And then from there, sink your hips back towards your feet and rest in the child pose. Yeah, fine. If it doesn't hurt your knees, you can really sink your hips right back onto your feet, onto your heels, and you can either rest your forehead on the floor with the arms out long in front of you. For some people, that feels great for the shoulders. Other people find that's a bit uncomfortable for the shoulders, and it feels better to have the arms resting on the floor beside the body. Or if it's uncomfortable for your neck or your head doesn't touch the floor easily, you can put one fist on top of the other and you can rest your forehead on your fists. So anytime you do the child pose, make sure you've got your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. This can be quite hard on your knees, so if your knees hurt, lift the hips up into the air so they're not so close to the feet, but higher up until the knees feel safe and comfortable. And watch your breath. When you breathe in, feel your body. When you breathe out, soften and relax your body. Child pose is a very beneficial posture. It's particularly good for the internal organs. It's said that when you're in this position, that the blood flow in the legs is reduced, it's restricted, and this pushes more blood into the organs. It's also a good one for calming the nervous system. To activate the parasympathetic branch of the nervous system. And then from child pose, come up into the all fours position so that you're resting up on your hands and your knees. You've got your hands roughly under the shoulders. For some people, right underneath feels best. Others, especially if your arms are quite long or your wrists hurt, having the hands a bit more in front of the shoulders might feel better. If this hurts your wrists, which is quite normal because your wrists are extended and then you've got a lot of weight on them, if this does hurt, don't put up with the pain. It's not helpful. Rest on your elbows instead. So you rest on your elbows and forearms as an option. Have a look at your knees and check that the knees are about hip width apart. And then when you breathe out, can you roll your head down, tuck your tailbone under and press your shoulder blades up towards the ceiling so you stretch between them. And when you breathe in, Arch the other way. Go back and forth like that, arching and rounding the spine. Move with your breath. Breathe out as you round the back and press the shoulder blades up. And breathe in as you arch. Think of your breath as driving the movement. A smooth rhythm happening between your body and the breath. Pause in the middle. Stay there in the all fours position, again, either on the hands or resting on the elbows. Now, this next exercise is to just bring some awareness to your core muscles. So don't actually try and do anything. We're just going to see if your body will naturally engage your core muscles on its own. Can you bring one hand down and touch it to the opposite knee? Keep the knee on the floor, so don't move the knee, but if you can, bring the hand down to touch the opposite knee, or sort of the front of the knee. And then press the hand in towards the knee. Feel what your tummy muscles do and press the knee into the hand. Do they naturally tighten? And then relax and swap sides. Bring the other hand down and touch that to the opposite knee. Feel what your tummy muscles do when you press the hand into the knee and press the knee into the hand. Keep your knee on the floor. Just feel what your tummy muscles do and just alternate sides a few times like that. Then come back into the all fours position. And either still on the hands or on the elbows. Now feel what your tummy muscles do if you straighten one leg out behind you. Just keep the leg fairly parallel to the floor and make it a comfortable straightening. And then relax that knee down and swap over. Again, feeling what your tummy muscles do, even without you trying, as you straighten the other leg out. If you feel like you're not really using them, just gently squeeze in with your lower tummy. Just alternate legs. First one leg straightening out behind, and then the other. Just be aware of what your tummy muscles do. Sometimes you can push your tummy muscles out, and that's generally not a good idea. So just watch for that ever happening. And if you have a tendency to do that, or you notice it happening, before you move, make sure you gently squeeze your lower tummy in. Pushing out's not a good idea. It does happen, but it's not a good habit to be in. To squeeze in and then do the movement. Because once you've gone into the movement and you're pushing out, then it's hard to pull in. So just check your squeeze in, straighten one leg, and then relax. You could maybe breathe in as you straighten the leg and squeeze the tummy in, breathe out down. If you want to make it more challenging, straighten the opposite arm out in front, as long as your shoulder joints are okay with that option. Maybe one leg in the opposite arm, straightening roughly parallel to the floor, and then back down. This is a good balancing exercise, balances your spine and balances the two sides of the brain. And then when you've got everything down, We'll take another rest in child pose. So relax the hips back towards the feet. Rest your arms and head somewhere comfortable for your neck and shoulders. Now have your awareness on the point between your eyebrows and imagine you could breathe in and out through the center of your eyebrows. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Slowly come up from child pose and come up to sitting. Sit with the legs out long in front of you. But then have your feet flat on the floor, so your knees are bent. Your feet are flat on the floor, roughly hip width apart, but somewhere that's the most comfortable for your lower back. So a bit wider or a bit closer is okay. And just check your feet aren't really up close towards your sort of buttocks. Have them a bit further away from you. Again, somewhere comfortable for you. And then place your hands on the front of the legs. Just on the front of the thighs, near the knees. When you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in and slowly roll back so your spine rounds and tuck your chin in towards your throat. See if you can put pressure there on the throat where your thyroid is. And then breathe in, come back up, let the spine straighten, let the belly relax. Release the chin from the throat. So you breathe out. Roll back a little, squeeze your lower tummy in, feel the back round. And then breathe in, relax. Just feel your spine as you roll back and forwards. Time you roll back, really consciously squeezing your lower tummy in and pressing the chin into the throat. These are like called bandhas in yoga, which means lock. And they put more blood flow into the organs, so into the belly, into the digestive system, into the throat, to the thyroid, a bit like a pump, pumping and releasing. Pause in the middle. Now hold underneath your knees with your hands. If you feel a bit unsafe here, you can always put your hands behind you if you prefer, so you don't roll back if that's a concern for you. Or if you're fine, keep the hands under the knees. When you breathe out, you can squeeze your lower tummy in, lift one foot off the floor and very carefully up towards the ceiling. It doesn't even have to go that far, just halfway is fine, just in that general direction. Then inhale down and swap over. Squeeze the lower tummy in as you breathe out, lift the other foot up and just towards the ceiling so the leg gently straightens out. Semi-straightens. Alternate legs. The higher you lift the foot, the more pressure that's going to put on your lower back, which is fine if it doesn't hurt, but if it does, don't go as far. Make the main focus here the tightening inwards of your lower tummy. can get quite tiring. If you need to stop and rest, just rest. You can always just lean forward onto your legs and stretch your lower back out and rest and come back when you're ready. If you want to strengthen into the sides of the waist, into the obliques, put the hands down beside you more. And when you straighten one leg up into the air, squeeze your lower tummy in, take the opposite hand and reach to the outside of the leg, as if you're reaching towards the outside of the ankle. The opposite hand going to the outside of the ankle, not having to touch, but just reaching out there. Alternating legs, alternating sides. Great, and then leave the feet down. Let the legs be long. Have the legs out long in front of you, about hip width apart or a little bit inwards. Place your hands on the front of the legs and soften the hands down towards the feet and soften into the forward bend. You can have your knees as bent as you want here. Don't go too far, make it a nice easy forward bend so you've got a very gentle stretch through the back of your body. And as you breathe, do a very slight rocking from side to side. Just holding there in the forward bend and a very little rocking. When you're in the middle, slowly come out of it and come all the way down onto your back. Now, when you're on your back, have your legs in semi-supine. So you've got your feet flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have the feet and knees wide apart, hip width and a half apart, and bring your arms out wide to the sides in cross position, out from the shoulders. And then slowly take the knees down to one side. Just roll them to one side. And then go through the center and slowly roll the knees down to the other side. And go from side to side like that. Feeling how this is really a movement of your hips. Hips rolling side to side. And as the knees go side to side like this, imagine that your nose were connected to the knees by an imaginary string. So that when the knees roll to the side, the head gently turns that way. And when the knees roll to the other side, the head gently turns that way. As if the knees rolling were causing the head to turn. And just feeling that connection there between the knees moving and the head turning. When you've got the knees and the head in the center next time, can you leave them there? Keep the legs in semi-supine and interlace your hands behind the back of your head. When you breathe out, bend one knee over the chest. Squeeze your lower tummy in and roll the head forward so your head and knee come closer together. And then breathe in back down. And swap knees. When you breathe out, bend the other knee over the chest as you roll the head forwards. Just alternate from side to side. Breathing out as you draw the head and one knee towards each other, and breathing in back down. Perch your neck or shoulders. Feel free to relax the head down if you prefer and just do the legs only. Again, to work a bit more with the obliques. When that knee comes over the chest and the head lifts up, you could direct the opposite elbow to the knee. You're just slightly twisting into the upper body, engaging those oblique muscles that hold the waist in. Be careful that you're not pulling on your head and neck. Think of keeping the hands under the head to support the head and moving more from the shoulders and the chest. And when you're back down with the head down, relax the head down, have the legs in semi-supine, and bring the hands out from underneath the head. Then bring both knees up over your chest, and then lift the feet up towards the ceiling. Have your hands at the backs of the knees. And keep the feet lifting up towards the ceiling so the legs are comfortably straight up in the air. And you find a way to hold the legs like this up in the air. So you can hold with the hands at the backs of the knees. Some people like that. Others like to maybe bring the hands a bit higher up towards the ankles and hold there. Another option is to wrap the arms around the backs of the legs. Some people like that because it gives a stronger stretch into the lower back. Or you can even rest the hands on the floor or under the hips if you prefer. Having the hands kind of tucked under your hips can make the lower back feel more comfortable possibly. The main thing is you've got the legs up in the air and you can hold there and breathe smoothly. Follow your out breath. Breathe out slowly all the way out. You slow down your out breath or lengthen it. That activates your parasympathetic nervous system. Put your body in a healing mode. A great one for your circulation and lymphatic system. And then slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. Just do a gentle rocking from side to side. And then place the hands on more somewhere on the insides of the knees, either the insides or maybe wrapped around the front, and press the knees wide apart. Keep the knees wide apart and go back to rocking side to side. Keeping the knees wide as you roll a bit one way and the other way. Breathing easily. And pause in the middle and just keep the knees wide. Just stay there and breathe at the belly. Breathe in, let the belly rise. Breathe out, let the belly fall. And slowly bring the knees back closer together. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. And draw the knees closer in towards the chest. And let them back out. Do that a few times. You could breathe out as you draw the knees closer in towards the chest. And breathe in as they move away from the chest. And let the knees out, put the feet back onto the floor into semi-supine. Have the feet about hip width apart. A little bit wide is okay, but not too wide for this next one. And rest the arms on the floor beside you. When you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Then lift your hips off the floor and up into the air, into the shoulder bridge pose. Somewhere that's safe for your lower back. And then put the hips back down as you breathe out. So lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge with the in-breath. And lowering them back down with the out-breath. Feeling here what's happening through the back of the hips. Hopefully you can feel a nice strengthening into those big glute muscles at the back of the hips. If you want to feel that more, you can gently press your feet into the floor as you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge. And if you're quite used to this shoulder bridge and you like the feeling of it, you might want to hold there for a few breaths. So you can leave the hips up in the shoulder bridge. Hold there and watch your breath. Just keep maintaining a nice gentle tightness into the back of the hips. Finding a way to soften and relax through your face and shoulders. And if you're still holding, slowly bring the hips back down. When the hips are down, bring both knees back up over your chest. Have the hands on top of the knees, and now use the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Just rolling the knees in a circle one way. Feeling the way that your lower back is moving against the floor. Feeling what kind of shape you're making there. And then changing directions and circling the other way. And then bringing the knees into the center. Relaxing the legs down and lying comfortably, maybe semi-supine or legs long or even butterfly with the soles of your feet together, and then feeling your breath at the belly. Breathe in, let the belly rise and expand. And breathe out, let the belly fall. Keep feeling the breath moving at the belly. Just this simple belly breathing really is the natural way of breathing when you are relaxed. Just breathing like this calms your nervous system And as they calm the nervous system, it means you're activating the calming branch of the nervous system. So it's the parasympathetic branch. Every time you do this, you kind of activate a whole series of effects in your body. Healing effects, beneficial effects through your body, through all the hormonal glands. You don't have to be activating this branch all the time. That's not the point or even necessary. But just every so often, just turning off, switching the sides of your nervous system to this rest and digest mode, healing mode, balances your blood glucose levels, lowers your heart rate, lowers blood pressure, builds bone density, helps with weight loss through the blood sugar level balancing. Okay, rest as long as you like and just come up when you're ready. Thank you for listening.